The Democratic Alliance can reveal that the Department of Home Affairs visa backlog has increased from 74,000 in August 2023 to 92,000 as of 16 February 2024. This is an increase of just under 20,000 in about 6 months. The increase goes against what the minister told the Home Affairs Parliamentary Committee in March 2023. The committee was told that the department would be appointing officials with the necessary qualifications to assist with the backlog, yet the backlog just keeps getting worse. Furthermore, despite claims that the Department of Home Affairs would prioritize visitor visas, the number of visitor visas for spouses married to South Africans is sitting at 41,083 backlog, the highest of all the visa categories. The second highest, sitting at 18,661, is the relatives visas. The minister claims that this is due to challenges concerning the legitimacy of the relationship being claimed. The minister continues to reuse this line, but is unable to state what is being done to address the issue. Why is nothing being done to fix the situation? And why in this day and age is it so hard for the Department of Home Affairs to verify a marriage? The Department of Home Affairs seems to be adamant about remaining in the dark ages. The department has added just under 20,000 new visa applications to its backlog pile, clearly showing an inability of the department under the leadership of Minister Motsoaledi to tackle the backlog and corruption issues. The minister has had 5 years to deal with these problems, but things are only getting worse. We call on South Africans to vote for the DA government that will bring the Department of Home Affairs out of the dark ages, implement fair and efficient processes, and tackle both corruption and backlogs at the Home Affairs offices head-on.